This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Man, Chris.
And Melanie.
And because it is President's Day, Chris, you actually wound up finding a list of, according to 166 current and recent members of the President and Executive Politics section of the American Political Science Association. So people that are scholars, as chosen by this group, wound up voting, and they decided that Lincoln was the greatest president.
Despite killing somewhere, starting a war.
Well,
some would argue that by not allowing the South to peacefully secede, which they did. They just said, we're no longer part of you. We
right.
came to this party voluntarily, and now we're leaving.
So
Lincoln declares war on them.
This is a list of greatness, not a list of peacefulness. And if you look at, you know, all sorts of emperors and kings across the globe throughout history, most of the ones that had the word great somewhere in their name wound up doing some horrible thing.
Yeah.
Alexander the Great conquered how many places and killed how many tens of thousands of people?
No idea. But big numbers, yeah, and that's kind of
no,
weird.
It's great for the winner. It's not great for anybody else. It's not great for individual liberty.
No.
Now, if this list were being conducted by, say, libertarians, then, well,
you probably
how do you rank nobody?
Yeah, I was going to say it would be an interesting list.
Actually, yeah. I think William Henry Harrison, who, according to this list, is 42nd, meaning that only two are considered to be worse than him, I would have to rank him as the greatest president
That's
in American
like
Newman's history.
Favorite president.
He's very popular in libertarian circles.
Because as president, he did three things. He gave a speech, he got the flu, and then he died.
Yep. Sort of the can-do-no-harm.
William Henry Harrison, as a person, not, you know, a libertarian hero by any stretch of the imagination.
No, not at all.
But as president...
But if you got to pick one...
Yeah, if you've got to pick one, you know, as president, he... Did the least harm.
He's still not even, right, he did the least harm. He's still not even necessarily the morally least worst because we don't know what he intended to do. He could have been like, I'm going to kill everyone, but
right.
then he dies.
That's why I said, as a person, not a libertarian hero, but as a president, he did not really do any harm.
Yep. So we talked about Lincoln, we talked about Washington, and we talked about some of the things that occurred during their presidencies, and we were just starting to talk about FDR, and the two things that always come up are the Great Depression and this myth that
yep.
he solved it, he got us out of the Great Depression, when in reality it went on for decades, much longer than any, they didn't even call them depressions until that one occurred. When we had a period of financial troubles, it was usually generally very localized in a certain region, and they were referred to as panics, and they only lasted about 2 years on average.
Right, and the panic of, what was it, 1920 or 1921 lasted about 6 months?
Yeah, because the government didn't really do anything.
Right,
and
these quantitative easing measures.
Right, and there were a lot of things that governments have tried to do, and what... when we had the Great Depression, first of all, it didn't start under FDR. It started under Hoover.
Right. That's why some of the tent cities were called Hoovervilles.
Hooverville, and newspapers were called Hoover blankets. But he ran on a platform, and Hoover's first response was, because Hoover really wanted to try this out, Hoover's idea was this. It's like, let's throw lots of money into big, huge public projects. And if we get lots of federal tax money flowing in, then people can work for the federal government, and they'll have money, and that'll reinvigorate the economy, which is classic Keynesianism.
Yep.
And it
failed. We're going to pay you to dig a ditch.
It failed.
And tomorrow we're going to pay you to fill it in.
Yeah, so that failed horribly, and FDR ran on the promise that he would not do what Hoover was doing, because that clearly wasn't working.
But he wound up doing much more of it.
He doubled down, and he created the New Deal, which was economically one of the most devastating things that's ever occurred
and
to our country.
Still feeling the effects of that today.
Yes, and we still deal with government bureaucracies that were set up under FDR.
But they were only temporary.
Right, right. And they were, like Social Security, it's a temporary program that's going to go away shortly here.
Yep.
The temporary Ponzi scheme, and it's still going on today.
Just like there was the telephone tax that wound up being implemented, only applied to long distance, that was supposed to pay off the Spanish-American War or help fund the Spanish-American War that wasn't repealed until sometime within the last 5 years.
Yeah, there's so many issues that we could go into the economics of Roosevelt's policies, and it basically comes down to this. He was very much a proto-Keynesian. He loved the idea of government jumping in with both feet and solving problems. This was during the age of very much intellectualism, the idea that we could get the right experts, the smartest guys on the planet, into a room and they could just figure all this stuff out, which is really centralization, and that never works.
I think it's funny that the socialist thought that FDR wasn't, big government enough.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. They didn't do enough, didn't spend enough money, didn't throw enough into it.
Now, let's keep in the Roosevelt family tree and move to the fourth-ranked president on this list, and that would be good old Teddy Roosevelt, who did no wrong. We give little stuffed animals to children that are named after this guy. What could he have possibly done that was horrible, Chris?
Well, he wasn't the actual first, but I would say he oversaw the beginnings of American imperialism. The idea that we should...
I would say that was Jefferson, who's number five on the list.
Right. But through most of the 1800s, we didn't do a lot of vast expansion overseas.
True.
Teddy, on the other hand, he ramped it up. And how did Teddy come into power?
With a big stick.
That's one way.
He spoke softly and carried a big stick.
I got to Google this. I want to get it right. But I think after we were just talking about Harrison... I believe...
Yeah, McKinley wound up dying.
McKinley died, that's who it was, who, according to some genealogy my family did, I'm somehow related to President McKinley.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Which means that somehow we're related because all of the presidents are related some kind of way, and I'm related to Madison.
Yeah, but Theodore Roosevelt definitely was...
And something that's interesting from a election standpoint, Roosevelt has the distinction of being the only president to, after having served some terms and then saying, vote for this other guy, then running against him, and then, as not a Republican or Democrat, finishing second in the election.
Yeah. Yeah, that came a little bit later, but I think the two things that I think of when I think of Theodore Roosevelt, first of all, American imperialism and the rise of progressivism, and this is going to drive Republicans nuts, but this is the absolute truth, and you need to understand this.
Yeah, the Bull Moose Party.
Well, even before the Bull Moose Party, the idea of progressivism, which we now associate with, people like Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi, and go down your list of favorite Democrats to hate... This started with Theodore Roosevelt,
yes,
and his involvement in the progressive era. So,
right, and Republicans nowadays will probably flip their lid if they were to realize that the Republican Party at one time was the progressive party in the United States.
He championed his square deal, domestic policies, promising average citizens fairness, breaking of trust, regulations of railroads and other companies, pure food and drugs. All these things came about under his careful watch.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome. Who do you consider to be the best president of the United States? Who do you consider to have been the all-time worst president? And I'm still wanting someone to tell me who is just the most mediocre. 855-450-FREE. We're going through a list here of the greatest president, according to 166 scholars who are current or former members of the Presidents and Executive Politics section of the American Political Science Association,
ooh,
who wound up doing the Presidents and Executive Politics Presidential Greatness Survey that was released by Boise State University.
Me. Hey, quick, where did...
You're the most mediocre president?
No. Where did President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho show up on this list?
Not a real president.
I think if you would have compared him to this list...
President Cheeto came in last, with Buchanan coming in next to last, William Henry Harrison, 42nd, Franklin Pierce, who is beloved in the Granite State from where we broadcast, came in 41st with a ranking of 23.25. Andrew Johnson came in 40th. Harding, Fillmore, Tyler going up to 37. Hoover, who we talked about a good bit, was 36th.
Well, all I got to say.
There have been, according to the White House, 45 presidents, but that counts the one guy, twice. Who was it? Grover Cleveland that had the two non-consecutive?
Possibly.
So, you know, he's counted as having been two distinct presidents, even though it was the same guy. So 44 distinct individuals, 45 different presidencies. We'll get back into the list here in just a moment. But something that libertarians have been asking for and trying to build for years is a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Well, we here at Free Talk Live, we're helping build one. And you can be helping build this thing, too. Talking about liberty.menu. It's a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like how Yelp works. But there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can actually connect and share with other members. And use of liberty.menu, unlike Yelp, is limited to individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your volunteerist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL after you sign up, or maybe you've already got an account. There in the activity code section, put FTL, as in Free Talk Live, FTL, and then you get a special badge. That's liberty.menu.
And I was just going to put in my plug again for President Camacho. I truly believe that Idiocracy, the movie, what we think is a movie, is actually a time-traveling documentary.
From the future.
From the future, and it will be Camacho in my book. But we've been talking about FDR. And, heck, what'd he show up? Number four, right?
FDR was number three. Teddy was number four.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're talking about Teddy now. The other Roosevelt.
The other Roosevelt. The one who spoke softly and carried a big stick and wound up using eminent domain to wind up seizing a bunch of land and then putting it under the control of the United States government.
Yeah, vast expansion of the idea. He came up with the idea of national parks, so everybody remembers him as such a great, for his conservationism, of and creating the national park system. The problem is now we have states like Nevada that's, what, 80%+ owned by the United States. The state
right.
of Oregon, where I grew up.
Well, can't really be 50, owned by the United States.
54%, allegedly.
The United States federal government says this is
our land.
Yeah, they say that.
Right.
You are not allowed to do on this land what we say you're not allowed to do. It is ours.
They say that too, yeah.
Roosevelt.
They can throw you in a cage if you do
but
things.
But if I just sit here and I'm like, there's a house on the shore of California, I own it now. Like, I can say that. That doesn't make it true.
Right, but can they back it up with force?
Well, you can't really back up a moral claim with force. You can back up an occupation with force.
Well, they call it, if you put up signs all over a certain section of land and then you occupy it with some of your employees, some of which who are armed, and there's lots more armed people that can come to your aid. Does that meet your definition?
That's relevant to who's going to be on the property. It is entirely irrelevant to ownership.
Right, and this seems to be getting off onto a completely different discussion about whether or not one can actually own land. Which
is not at all
the discussion we were trying to get.
Okay, but
Roosevelt responsible for 230 million acres of public lands being seized, 150 million acres set aside as national forest.
Well, none of this can be controversial. Oops, I forgot that whole Bundy Ranch thing.
And the Malheur thing. That was, what, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah. Two cases where U.S. citizens stood up against the federal government for what they believed were injustices.
Yep, the Malheur situation, that was a federal bird reserve.
Yep.
Roosevelt, also the first president to create a federal bird reserve.
Yeah, and in both those cases, as most of our listeners know, the U.S. government loses in court in both those cases, so that's good news. The other thing that, one of the things that... And I'm going to plug this book one more time, Theodore and Woodrow by Judge Andrew Napolitano. Most listeners are probably familiar with him. But he wrote a book that talked about the rise of American progressivism and talked a lot about how this Republican, Theodore Roosevelt, was the one who really got progressivism going. So, no, it's not just Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama. This whole mess that we deal with to this day started out under Republicans. The other thing I would say is,
go ahead,
his use of the Sherman Act. And if you're not familiar with the Sherman Act, that was an antitrust act.
Yep.
The idea was to bust up these trusts. And the way the word trust was used back in those days meant corporations.
Yes.
That meant that, you know, these corporations are getting too big and too powerful. So
AT&T.
Yep.
Well, only wound up getting big and powerful. I realize that wasn't busted up by Roosevelt.
Right.
But, you know, a good example nonetheless, to where AT&T only wound up getting big and powerful because of government monopolies that were granted to them. And then the federal government says, hey, wait a second.
Right.
You're too big here.
And the problem with antitrust in general is it's government picking winners and losers. It is punishing success. And that's what Theodore Roosevelt wanted to do. And he had a whole bunch of cronies in the back room going, hey, if you bust up Standard Oil, that's going to be good for my business. And that's going to be great for your campaign contributions.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. We'll tear down the myth of Jefferson here in just a moment. Plus, again, your thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about some of the best and worst presidents, and talking about the worst of the best presidents. It'll all make sense here in a moment when we start tearing apart the mythology of Thomas Jefferson, because, well, he came in fifth on this ranking of greatest presidents put out by some scholars in conjunction with Boise State University and University of Houston. Again, we'll get back into this in just a moment. But maybe you want to interact, but you're too shy to call in. Well, you can interact with us on the forums over at forum.freetalklive.com. There are all kinds of categories and whatnot on the forums. Or there's also what seems to be much more popular these days, the Discord. Go to discord.freetalklive.com to find that. I think Chris and Melanie, you're both in there. I created an account and then realized, yeah, this is basically just a chat room that seems to be going constantly. ain't nobody got time for that, so I'm not really, I don't think I've logged into
well,
it.
You
in
don't. Okay,
days.
So like Walmart's open 24 hours, but I can shop at Walmart without being at Walmart 24
hours. Right, but people
don't
tag you in comments at Walmart all the time.
Okay,
Melanie,
so
respond to this.
People can email you or even send you a letter at any time. That doesn't mean you can't just wait till you're ready to read emails. I mean, you're acting like this will make you be in a chat at all times.
My issue with Discord is these guys, there's so many of them, and they are such good friends of the show, and there's a running commentary that just goes start to finish. I can't keep up with it. So I I'm always like scrolling back, seeing what I tried, trying to see what I missed. So if you're in Discord and you're trying to get our attention,
or
we don't respond.
I mean, you can search for where you're tagged.
I should do that. But yeah, it does make it a little bit challenging, but
yeah.
I appreciate everybody.
But it's a thing and it's popular. Discord.freetalklive.com. Again, the greatest president, and we're not going through the entire list of all 44. We're stopping with Jefferson here as far as breaking down the myths surrounding their greatness. Again, the study conducted among 166 current and recent members of the President and Executive Politics section of the American Political Science Association, who put out their 2018 Presidential Greatness Survey. Again, number one was Lincoln, number two, Washington, FDR, Teddy Roosevelt, Jefferson, number five. Now, Chris, what are all of the wonderful things that Thomas Jefferson did? Because a lot of libertarians look up to Thomas Jefferson as if he were just, you know, kind of like libertarian Jesus.
Well, I am convinced we're
because
not going
to... Because he said a lot of really good
we
things.
We are not going to find anything wrong with Thomas Jefferson.
Louisiana Purchase.
Daryl, let's
Barbary
start off.
Wars.
Let's start off with some of the things that he is well known for.
Repealing the whiskey tax that George Washington wound up sending the military to enforce.
Okay, well, what the first thing I think of when I think of Thomas Jefferson was the drafting of the Declaration of Independence. And this is not something that happened when he was a president, albeit,
correct.
And we're not talking about that, but I think the Declaration is it's one of those quintessential documents of liberty.
I will say one very nice thing about Thomas Jefferson. He was one hell of a philosopher.
I can see that, yeah. I would agree with that assessment.
He wasn't so good about putting his philosophy into action.
Yeah, and that's where things kind of... The story...
Since you plugged a book, I will plug a book.
Oh, go ahead.
Dobby Barker wrote the book Authoritarian Sociopathy.
Yes.
Several years ago. And
great
he
book.
Talks about why it is that people like Thomas Jefferson, who were brilliant philosophers, weren't actually able to put their philosophy into practice. And there are tons of experiments that show that this happens time and time again. Even when people are randomly assigned to positions of power, it winds up going to their head.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of what Thomas Jefferson faced. So, and I'll throw out one more book plug. I know I don't have one for everything, but sometimes I do. But the book Jefferson by Albert J. Nock. This came out, I think, in the 20s.
Another thing that Thomas Jefferson very well known for, he wrote his own version of the Bible. And by wrote his own version, I mean he edited the Gospels into a version of the Bible.
Yeah. So, hey, you don't like the one you got, go ahead and edit it down and come up with some other things. So, of course, one thing that we will always talk about with a lot of our presidents or our early presidents is slavery and what was their position. Jefferson spoke out, again, great philosopher, spoke out against the institution of slavery. He was vocal about it. Yet he owned slaves. I've been to Monticello, and it's an interesting place to visit, but there's slave quarters there.
Right.
And there's a whole lot of history about what different buildings were built by his slaves and things like that. Evidently, it wasn't a racist thing with Thomas Jefferson because he ended up having some descendants right. through some of his slaves, too.
Correct.
So
and you mentioned the slave quarters at Monticello. There's also slave quarters at the White House.
Well, there you go. Otherwise, they wouldn't call it the White House. Is that what you're saying?
No. They call it the White House because it's white. The slave quarters are the Decatur House.
Yes. And fun fact, I used to work for a paint company years ago, and we actually provided the paint for the White House.
Interesting.
You know how paint colors, everything has a name?
Yes.
Do you know what the name of the white for the White House is?
I am going to say that it is not Frappuccino Froth.
It is not.
And I only know that name because I used to work hospital security, and one of the jobs was to write tickets, and there was this automobile of some sort that looked white, so I wrote white, and the nurse came and tried to dispute the ticket because I didn't write Frappuccino Froth as the color. She paid thousands of dollars extra to get this
Frappuccino Froth
particular shade of white. I'm going to go with eggshell.
It was actually called Whisper.
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 Okay.
That sounds like it could be a CIA program.
I prefer to call him Jeff Hardy.
Yeah. So let's talk about some pirates. I know you know something about this, and this involves Jefferson, but, you know, the United States didn't really start off with a standing navy until somebody we already talked about. That came about under Washington.
Yeah.
Washington was the president.
It's in the Constitution that the navy.
It does talk about the navy, but we had
imagine Napolitano, who famously, or maybe not so famously, depending on who you ask, once said during a discussion, who says we even need a navy?
Yeah. Our founding fathers were very much against the idea of a standing military, and they frequently said standing army.
Well, it's mentioned in the aforementioned Constitution that appropriations shall not be made for more than 2 years.
Right.
Which was to prevent a standing army, but yet we've got this thing called the National Defense Authorization Act that winds up getting passed every year to appropriate funds for the military for the coming year.
Yeah. So one could argue that, wow, that's a rare example of the U.S. government acting constitutionally.
Yeah, but totally in violation of
I know, but just that one little thing for those constitutionalists out there, they can say in this one very narrow example, our government may come close to following the Constitution.
Yeah. And then a lot of stuff, say, First Amendment violations. Well, Congress didn't actually pass this thing. It was a regulation by some other entity. So, therefore, technically in line with Congress shall make no law because Congress didn't pass it. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, some tax story about cryptocurrency.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The University of Houston, where they had 156 current and recent members of the President and Executive Politics section of the American Political Science Association give scores on a scale of 0 to 100, 0 being the worst, 100 being the best. And here's the list of 44 men that have
been. Oh, you're not going to list all
president.
Of them?
I'm not. But here's the list of the 44 men. Give them all a score, 0 to 100, and then we're going to average those scores. Lincoln wound up getting an average of 95.03, Washington 92.59. FDR, 89.09, Teddy Roosevelt, 81.39, which, based on the scoring system they had where I went to school, that would have been a B. Thomas Jefferson wound up getting a C with 79.54. Now, if they round it up to 80, then maybe he gets a B, depending on what sort of rating they do there. And Jefferson is the president we're talking about right now.
Yeah, and we keep trying to talk about pirates because, heck, who doesn't like pirates? And, you know, there were pirates along the Barbary Coast of Africa that were... American
not good. Pirates not good. The pirates weren't Americans.
They were not Americans, but prior to the American Revolution, American merchant ships were sort of protected by the British when they passed through those waters.
Yes.
When we kind of said, to hell with you, Great Britain, and went our own way, the British kind of said, well, to hell with your ships.
Right.
And they kind of left us alone, and we started to lose ships to them. So
now,
what
instead of the merchants actually, you know, arming themselves heavily to protect themselves, or they called, Tommy, we need your help.
Yeah, which is what happened. So, you know, again, now the United States, we've only had a couple presidents at this point. We're on our third. And yep. We have a standing Navy, thanks to George Washington. He was the one who petitioned Congress to give us a standing Navy. So in the first real use of U.S. military naval force, we sailed to the Barbary Coast and defended our American merchants over there and promptly lost one to capture.
It wasn't just the Navy. It was also the Marines.
Ah.
And they loved this so much, they put a reference in their song, The Shores of Tripoli.
Right. I guess the other big thing that happened under Jefferson, I tend to think of as the Louisiana Purchase.
Yeah, he wound up putting the United States into empire mode.
And if I don't see that in the article I have pulled up, but there was a tremendous amount of government debt involved, too. In other words, when we bought the Louisiana Purchase for, what, about 10, I got to find the exact numbers here.
Nearly $10 million for 40,000 square miles of what is listed on Wikipedia as tropical territory. I never knew that the Dakotas were considered tropical territory.
Come to tropical Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and your next vacation.
Come to tropical Billings, Montana.
So the government goes immediately, relatively early, into more debt because we still had debt left over from the Revolutionary War.
Yes.
And what did Washington use to try to help pay off some of that war debt? Putting a tax on what?
Whiskey.
Whiskey, which we talked about. So, so again, these
whiskey
things
for the men, beer for the horses.
And these same things that we deal with today, American expansionism, we talk about American imperialism, we talk about taxation for no good purpose at all other than to fund or pay off wars. This stuff has been going on literally since our country came about, and these are just more examples. So after the Louisiana Purchase, we have the Lewis and Clark Expedition, which was a fairly expensive effort. Albeit for science.
Wait, didn't do a GoFundMe for that?
Call it.
Hey, guys, who wants to send these two jackholes over to the Pacific Ocean?
Right. Just think of it as NASA for the early 1800s. You know, we have to explore. We have to see what's out there, and we should. So
you're saying that Jeff Bezos privately funded his own version? Oh, wait, that wasn't privately funded. He did it with all kinds of government grants.
Right. But it would have been called Wagon Train X.
Yes.
Yes, it would have been. Yeah, so that's kind of...
I'm just wondering if Wagon Train X could be some kind of video game that parodies Oregon Trail. Yeah, you know, like maybe you can't get the licensing rights for the name Oregon Trail, so you just Wagon Train X. And then people, I never played the first 9 versions of this.
Oh,
because
God.
X is also Roman numeral for 10.
Yeah. So we had some other things that happened, but, you know, as we've talked about, I will say that, you know, after looking at the first few we've talked about, Jefferson... Not so bad from a liberty point of view. Not as
bad. A much better philosopher.
I think that's the best thing that came out of this conversation, Daryl. I think that was really accurate.
Let's just jump down to some more what I consider to be interesting ratings here. Andrew Jackson, number 15, who best known for The Trail of Tears.
Yeah, but Andrew Jackson also...
Oh, and also getting the U.S. Federal government out of debt for all of, like, 47 seconds.
Right, and he was a big opponent of the idea of central banks. So,
right.
So, yeah, he's definitely, from a liberty point of view, a mix, you know.
Yeah. On the economic scale, he's good. The social and civil liberty scale, absolutely horrible.
Yep.
JFK, 16th. Bush, 41 at 17. McKinley, who we spoke of earlier, came in at 19. Cleveland at 24. Ford, a lot of people say, you know, like he's the accidental president because he's the only guy that never got elected to the vice presidency that became president. Well, he was never elected to either president or vice president. He was appointed vice president after Agnew resigned, and then he became president once Nixon resigned.
That was a great time because, like, what do you do when you have to get rid of your corrupt president, Nixon? So I guess we have to fall back on Spiro Agnew, who had been known in the state of Maryland as, like, the most corrupt politician for decades. So he wasn't going to work.
Calvin Coolidge, 28. Rutherford B. Hayes, 29. He's kind of just one of those mediocre guys to where it's like, oh, yeah, he was president at some point.
Right.
Garfield, not the cat, 34. Tyler, 37. Fillmore. Millard, not Mallard. Mallard is the cartoon. Millard, Fillmore, 38. Harding, 39. And then we mentioned everything through 44, where, again, Trump came in dead last with a score of 1-2-3.34. Or 1-2.34. Yeah, I just think it's just so funny that, oh, yeah, 1-2-3-4. Ha ha. Now, it could be that, you know, that was the actual rating. I just think it's funny.
Yeah, and those early presidents, we skipped over Adams. Adams will be most remembered by me for the Alien and Sedition Acts. That was when...
And the HBO docuseries where Paul Buscemi, or no, not Paul, the guy, Paul Giamatti.
Yes.
Pig Vomit played John Adams.
Right, but I don't know how many people are familiar with the Alien and Sedition Acts, but basically what this said was, number one, you cannot do anything friendly towards the French because they are our enemy. If you're caught being even consorting with the French, you'll go to jail.
I'll eat freedom fries.
So there's your alien part, and the French must be expelled. The sedition part was, should you dare to say anything not complimentary about our government, including any government official?
Asterisk, except for the vice president.
Except for the vice president. If you say anything about the president, you're going to jail.
Yeah, and there are actually still portions of the Alien and Sedition Acts that never wound up getting repealed. They're still on the books today. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. Plus, some crypto tax news.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.